In the previous part, you saw that a lot of small kids of America went missing at the same place, and a similar incident occurred with Peter's younger brother, Jerry, who went out one night but never came back home. Peter and his friends reached a tunnel while searching for Jerry. They had a very strange encounter in the tunnel that forced them to run out of it. Peter, Holly, and Sam went to the police and told them everything about the incident. The policeman agreed to accompany them in the tunnel to investigate further. When they reached the tunnel with the policeman, they didn't find anything unusual about the place. Neither there were any bones nor any blood flowing in the water, and nor were there any weird sounds or smells. They all went further ahead in the tunnel, but didn't find anything in there. The policeman thought that the kids were trying to pull a prank on him, as he scolded them before leaving the place. The three friends were now alone in the tunnel, but they were sure that Jerry was still trapped somewhere in the tunnel. Slowly, they started walking further, deeper into the tunnel, and that's when they again started to hear the clown laughing. After going further ahead, they started seeing the bones, the blood in the water, and all the unusual things. That's when Sam noticed someone's leg fluttering in a corner. When he went near the body, he was left stunned. The legs were on a headless body that was fluttering incessantly. He heard someone call his name from behind. "Hello, Sam." The moment Sam turned back, he found the same scary clown that he had seen last night. Peter and Holly heard a loud scream, and when they looked towards Sam, they found his body being dragged at a great speed towards another tunnel in the drain. Suddenly, Peter saw his brother, Jerry, running through another tunnel. He ran behind him while Holly went after Sam. Now all three friends were separated and were on their own. Peter found Jerry standing at a corner, smiling at him. As soon as Peter came close to him, Jerry's face changed, his teeth became pointy, and soon he turned into a huge, scary clown. Outside the tunnel, the policeman's car won't start, and he suddenly heard a loud scream from Peter. He ran inside the tunnel, and as he went in deeper, he found all the bones and the blood in the water. The clown dragged Peter to a place in the tunnel where all the other kids were trapped. The bodies were placed in the shape of a mountain, and Jerry's body was floating on the top of it. Sam was also lying there, unconscious. Peter was furious to see all this, and he shouted at the clown angrily. The clown hit Peter and threw him away and told him that he takes away the lives of kids to grow stronger and increases his lifespan. He comes back every 27 years and eats up all the kids. He told them that he'll start with Peter, and then eat Sam, and then go on to eat his brother Jerry. The clown had just grabbed Peter in his teeth when Holly came and threw a fire torch on him from the back. He left Peter, but he twisted his neck, stared at Holly, and came running after her. He grabbed Holly's neck with both his hands, but she used another fire torch to hit him on his face. The clown's face started to burn, and he ran towards a well and jumped inside it. Soon, the policeman reached there and was shocked to see all the kids. Peter, Sam, and Holly all laid unconscious. All the kids were taken out of there and taken to a hospital. A few kids who had been missing since months fell victim to the clown's intentions. But a lot of kids were rescued safely because of Peter, Holly, and Sam's courage and bravery. Since that day, no other kid has disappeared from the town, and nobody ever spotted the clown. But 27 years later, the clown returns again.
If you like my episode, please my follow podcast channel and want know the update of the episode, please follow me on Instagram, PrithamishRana06.